Hello?
Hello. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And I can see that you have already started the survey. And the question you left off was, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Is it passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, reducing crime, protecting abortion rights, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, improving K-12 public school education, creating more jobs and raising wages, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, border security, combating division and racism, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, or lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
Well, keeping guns out of the hands of the wrong people.
Which one? I'm sorry?
Keeping guns out of
the... And the next one?
Education.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, let me know. The first one on the list, we have Josh Stein.
That's a two.
That's a two?
I said that's two.
Josh Stein.
I'm not familiar with that person. I give him a four.
You never heard of him or no opinion?
No opinion. I never heard of him.
Okay. Thank you. Then we have Tim Scott.
Tim Scott.
Tim Scott. T-I-M.
Tim Scott.
Yes.
Never heard of him.
Then we have Jill Stein.
Jill Stein.
Yes, Jill Stein.
I never heard of this, but I give her a nine.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Biden.
100.
Then we have Donald Trump.
0.
Mark K. Robinson?
Maybe an 8.
An 80 or 8?
8.
8. Then we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
8.
Then we have Democrats in Congress.
Democrats in Congress?
Yes.
That's 100.
Thank you. Then we have Republicans in Congress.
0.
And Kamala Harris.
100.
Thank you very much. Now, we still know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, and Independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, let me know.
Joe Biden. I'm straight Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. And if the general election for governor of North Carolina were held today and the candidates were Democrat Josh Stein, Libertarian Mike Ross, Republican Mark Robinson, and Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, for whom would you vote? Or if you're undecided, let me know.
Undecided.
Thank you very much. And which candidate would you lean towards supporting? Would it be Democrat Josh Stein, Libertarian Mike Ross, Republican Mark Robinson, or Green Party candidate Wayne Turner?
Undecided.
Thank you. And have you recently seen, read, or heard anything about what President Biden is and his administration are doing?
No, I haven't.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what Donald Trump and what he's doing?
No, I haven't.
Nothing at all. Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to read what some authors have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? And you may choose a two. Is it stagnant wages and rising costs? Donald Trump getting elected president again? Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security? Rising crime and violence? The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms? The lack of quality education opportunities? The rise of white supremacy and nationalism, or the lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community?
More increase in crime.
Crime and violence. And the next one?
Cuts to Social Security.
Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. This is the last section, I believe. Now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better at dealing with that issue. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Donald Trump.
And would Donald Trump be much better at dealing with that issue, or just somewhat?
Just somewhat.
Somewhat. Then we have bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Joe Biden.
And would he be somewhat better or much better dealing with that issue?
Much better.
Thank you. Then we have protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Joe Biden.
And would he be much? Okay, thank you. Then we have growing the economy and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
Joe Biden.
Much better. Thank you. Then we have securing our borders. For securing our borders, who would be much better at dealing with that issue, or somewhat?
Joe Biden. Much better.
Much better. Thank you. And the last one for this section is implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Joe Biden. Much better.
Thank you very much. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
More favorable.
And is that somewhat more favorable or much more favorable?
Much more favorable.
Thank you. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
The trial was fair.
And do you think it was somewhat fair or very fair?
Very fair.
Thank you. And since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said that black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with the statement?
I disagree with that.
And do you strongly disagree or just somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Now for something different. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Would you say is very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. And these last two questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, I don't.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. Now, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Few of my neighbors are white.
Nearly all your neighbors or more than half?
No, under half.
Oh, about half?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you very much. Now for these last few questions, we have, were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience, sir. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Okay.